Tuesday, January 25th, and this is Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And the Evening Prayer Hymn. Let heaven now resound with praise, and earth re-echo with its joy, to celebrate with melody the triumph of the chosen 12. O holy judges of the world, its truest light and trusted guides, incline your ears to our poor prayer arising from our grateful hearts. To you entrusted was the power of binding and of loosening sin. With but a word we humbly pray, with bonds of trespass set us free. All maladies and evil harm at your command were soon dispelled. Restore our health of soul anew, enrich us with all virtue's grace, so that when Christ our Judge shall come, and time and space shall be no more, he may bestow on us a share of heaven's bliss that has no end. All glory to the Father be, all glory to his only Son, and to the Holy Spirit blessed, both now and in eternity. Amen. And the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon, willingly I glory in my infirmities, that the healing power of Christ may dwell in me. Psalm 116. I trusted, even when I said I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I, you have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the first antiphon, willingly I glory in my infirmities, that the healing power of Christ may dwell in me. And the second antiphon, I planted the seed. Apollos watered it, but it was God who gave the increase. Psalm 126. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them! What marvels the Lord worked for us! Indeed, we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the second antiphon, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but it was God who gave the increase. And the third antiphon, for life is Christ, and death is gain. God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 10. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, for me life is Christ, and death is gain. God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And our reading for this Tuesday evening is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 9 through 10. I am the least of the apostles. In fact, because I persecuted the church of God, I do not even deserve the name. But by God's favor, I am what I am. This favor of his to me has not proved fruitless. Indeed, I have worked harder than all the others, not on my own, but through the favor of God. And a responsory, I will sing your praise, O Lord, with all my heart. I will sing your praise, O Lord, with all my heart. I will glorify your name among all the nations with all my heart. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I will sing your praise, O Lord, with all my heart. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the Antiphon. Holy Apostle Paul, preacher of truth and teacher of the Gentiles, intercede for us with God who chose you. And the Canticle of Mary is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, Holy Apostle Paul, preacher of truth and teacher of the Gentiles, intercede for us with God, who chose you. And now our intercessions. My brothers, we build on the foundation of the apostles. Let us pray to our Almighty Father for his holy people and say, be mindful of your church, O Lord. Father, you wanted your Son to be seen first by the apostles after the resurrection from the dead. We ask you to make us his witnesses to the furthest corners of the world. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to preach the good news to the poor. Help us to preach his gospel every day. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to sow the seed of unending life. Grant that we who work at sowing the seed may share the joy of the harvest. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to reconcile all men to you through his blood. Help us all to work toward achieving this reconciliation. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. Your Son sits at your right hand in heaven. Let the dead enter your kingdom of joy. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. Now let's say together in our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer. O God, who taught the whole world through the preaching of the blessed Apostle Paul, draw us, we pray, nearer to you through the example of him whose conversion we celebrate today. And so make us witnesses to your truth in the world, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.